对，
粉红色的那个衬衣啊。
Pink shirt。
我特别穿这个颜色呢，是提醒大家我们要参加婚礼。
Reminding we're attending a wedding。
你说什么婚礼呢
？So what kind of wedding we're talking about？
我们教会是不是有些婚礼将要举行啊
？So anyone getting married？
我希望很快了。
Hopefully soon。
我们中间有些人需要结婚的。
Some need to get married。
不要等太久啊
！Don't wait too long。
你有机会就早一点结婚好。
So when opportunity is right。
美国的习惯现在哦，越迟越分，越迟越好。
The tendency is getting。Married later and later in life.
但是你想一想，你要生孩子的，对不对啊
？But thinking about children.
但是我们整个教所有的基督徒呢，都需要准备婚礼。
All Christians are prepared to attend a wedding.
你说谁的婚礼呢
？So whose wedding?
是你的婚礼啊。
It's your wedding.
对，因为圣经讲你。是新娘
，because we are a Christian, we are the bride.
教会就是新娘
，church is the bridegroom.
所以我们要准备做新娘的，要准备我们的生命是好的生命来见主。
So we should prepare our good life to be a bridegroom to the Lord.
让我们都成为一个漂亮的新娘。
So all should become a beautiful bride.
就是你的生命是漂亮的。
So me, we got a beautiful life.
你也穿上耶稣基督给你的公义的袍子。
So wear the garment of righteousness.
成为你准备迎接新郎的一个新娘。
So ready for the bridegroom.
所有新娘都要应该漂亮的，对不对
？So all brides are beautiful.
你有没有见过很丑怪的新娘有没有见过？如果有见过，请你举手。
Bride,
见过丑、很丑的新娘。
So have you ever seen an ugly bride？
那我们会不会说，哎呀，这个新娘穿的这样子不好，这个她这个也不好啊，型也不好，我们不会这样讲啊，对不对
？So nobody will criticize the bride。
那我们。也不应该随便去批评教会。
Then we shouldn't criticize the church either.
如果我们批评教会呢，请你记住，你是批评耶稣基督的新娘。
So remember, if you criticize the church, you criticize the bride of Jesus Christ.
你不愿意吧？
You don't want to do that.
因为我们都是耶稣基督的新娘。
We are all Jesus' bride.
我们要准备结婚的。
Prepare to get married.
当然是很可惜，我们知道有些不愿意结婚的新娘。
But we know there's some bride not willing to get wed.
在美国有啊。
So there's a runaway bride.
你听过一些逃走的新娘没有、啊、
？Remember the movie The Runaway Bride?
不久前呢，有一个32岁的新娘叫做 Jennifer Wilbank。
So Jennifer Wilbank, a 32-year-old bride-to-be.
她的新郎fiancé 叫做 John Mason.
Fiancé name's John Mason.
他们请了600个客人。
They invited 600 guests.
他们准备了12个伴娘。
So 12 bridesmaids.
12个伴郎。
And her house,
各样的准备。
So all kinds of preparation, very elaborate.
但是到结婚的时候，那新娘不出现。
On the day of the wedding, the bride disappeared.
跑掉了。
Ran away.
他们全美国去找她。
So they searched for her all over the country.
在南方，那些警察什么都去找，为什么新娘不见了？是不是有这恐怖的事情发生啊
？So police were suspecting foul play.
但是都。好久，最后终于找到了。
Eventually, they found her.
原来这个新娘是逃避结婚。
She's a runaway bride.
为什么逃避呢
？Why she ran away?
因为她害怕。
She was afraid.
这个婚礼不完全。
That the wedding won't be perfect.
她害怕自己没有好好准备。
Not enough preparation.
后来那些警察从她的手提机啊。 找到她一些信息了。
So they found some text message from her cell phone.
一个信息是她以前的一个男朋友给她的。
One's a text from ex-lover.
以前的男朋友在说
ex-boyfriend.
我爱你。
And the ex-boyfriend says, "I still love you."
她还拿住以前的男朋友的那个手机机啊，的信息啊。
So she looked at the message from ex-boyfriend.
表示她没有准备好结婚啊。
So she was not ready.
那今天我们在外表可能准备好多东西。
So from appearance, we may be ready.
但是生命里面、心灵里面有没有好好准备这个婚礼呢？
But are you ready for the wedding deep in your heart?
你是不是害怕上天上的婚礼呢？婚宴呢？
Are you afraid to attend the wedding in heaven?
圣经告诉我们，所有的基督徒都是要做耶稣基督的太太。
So all Christians are to be the wife of Christ.
以赛亚书哪里告诉我们
？According to the book of Isaiah.
好，我们一起来念，好不好
？Let's read together.
因为造你的是你的丈夫，万军之耶和华是他的名，救赎你的是以色列的圣者，他必称为全地之神。
Now English, for your maker is your husband, the Lord Almighty is his name, the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer.He is called the God of all the earth.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们都要记住，以神呼召你，要成为合体全体成为他的太太。
Remember, God called all Christians to be His bride.
这个是很重要的事。
This is very important.
何西雅书这样讲。
According to the book Hosea,
耶和华说：“那日你必称为我，是医师，就是我丈夫的意思，不再称呼我做巴利，就是我主，因为巴利是他们拜假神，叫他叫巴利。他说，你要称我，我也称，你要称耶和华是你的丈夫。
In that day, declares the Lord, you will call me my husband.” And will no longer call me my master.
那继续何西亚书这样讲。
Further, Book of Hosea.
我必聘你永远归我为妻，以仁义、公平、慈爱、怜悯聘你归我，也以诚实聘你归我，你就必认识我是耶和华。
I will betroth you to me forever.I will betroth you in the righteousness and justice, in love and compassion. I will betroth you in faithfulness.
为什么何西亚这样讲呢？
Why Hosea say so?
因为那些神的子民以色列，他本来是属于神的，他要离开神了，去拜巴利了。
So Israel were children of God, but they went to worship Baal.
是神还是爱他们？
But God still loved them.
神不愿意放弃他们。
Will not give up on them.
就好像神不愿意放弃我们一样。
Just like God will not forsake us.
虽然你好像离开过他了。
Even though we left.
我们曾经犯罪，不讨他的喜悦。
We commit sin.
我们做自己的事情，不愿意跟神有交通。
So we don't communicate with God doing our own secular thing.
但是何西亚书很清楚告诉我，神还是纪念我们，爱我们，要请我们回去。好让我们做一个好的妻子。
But God still loves, want us to be back to Him.
那我们愿意不愿意呢？
Are we willing?
我们愿意准备再见我们的神啊，再有参加这个婚礼吗？
Are we ready for the wedding?
圣经讲，新约也讲得很清楚，耶稣基督自己就是新郎。
According to the New Testament, Jesus is the bridegroom.
你看。约翰，这个诗进约翰啊，他说呢，若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。我曾说，我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的。你们自己可以给我做见证。娶新妇的就是新郎。约翰说， 新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐，故此我皆喜乐满。约翰就说我很快乐，因为我只是一个朋友，我是把新郎来介绍让你们知道你们是新妇，耶稣基督是新郎。
According to the book of John, Jesus is bridegroom, we are the bride. So to this John the Baptist replied, a person can receive only what is given them from heaven. You yourself can testify that I said, I'm not the Messiah, but am sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who tends the bridegroom waits and listens for him. And he is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine and is now complete.
那就是说，实际上耶稣是新郎，你们要认识这个新郎。
So bride is the bridegroom that everybody should recognize.
那马太福音也这样告诉我们，是耶稣自己讲的话。
So according to the book of Matthew, by Jesus himself.
因为那些约翰的 门徒来问耶稣，他说司机约翰跟其他的人都常常进食，为什么你耶稣的门徒不进食呢？
Then John's disciple came and asked him, how is that we and the Pharisee fast often, but your disciple do not fast?
那耶稣怎么解析呢？解释呢？
So Jesus answered,
他说新郎跟陪伴的人同在的时候，他们怎么会哀动，怎么会进食呢？当新郎离开，你们才进食。
Jesus answered, How can the guests of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. Then they will fast.
耶稣的意思是说，我跟你们同在的时候，你们要很快乐啊。
So Jesus means, when I'm with you, you should be joyful.
不需要进食。
No need for fasting.
但是当耶稣离开我们的时候，不在世界上的时候了，他就是像新郎离开的时候，那我们才哀动。
Once Jesus left us, just like bridegroom left, then we should be mourning and fast.
那我们是新娘，耶稣是新郎。
So we are the bride, and Jesus is the bridegroom.
我们怎么来预备做这个新娘呢？
So how can we prepare ourselves to be bride?
是因为耶稣已经洁净你做他的妻子了。
Because Jesus has also cleansed you to be his wife.
你看以弗所书这里讲得很清楚啊。
It's very clear in the book of Ephesians.
请大家念好不好？
So let's read together.
Okay.
你
们
做
丈
夫的
要
爱
你
们
的
妻
子，
正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着
把
这教
会
洗
净，
成
为
圣
洁，
可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
那英文的请也念好。
Husband, love your wife just
as
Christ
loved
the
church
and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water
through
the word,
and
to
present
her to himself
as
a radiant church
without
stain
or wrinkle
or any other blemish, but holy and
blameless. 那是耶稣基督用自己的宝血洁净我们了，洁净他的教会了。
So Jesus Christ cleansed us with his precious blood.
那为教会被钉在十字架上舍弃他自己了。
So he crucified himself as a sacrifice for all of us.
他也用他的话语，好像水一样，洗净我们的心灵。
His word just like water cleanses our heart.
所以我们要听神的话，就是这个意思。
That's why we need to listen to God's word.
所以我们要查经是这个意思。
That's why we need to do Bible study.
因为神的话就像水一样，可以洗净我们的心灵的。
God's word just like water can cleanse our heart.
我们为什么要参加查经班呢？
So why do we come to Bible study?
是不是只是让我们知识很好，可以跟人家讲啊，我很懂圣经啊？
It's not about boasting we have knowledge of the Bible.
但是你要记得，你每一次参加查经的时候，在神的面前好好的研究神的话的时候，神的话 就洗净你更多，帮助你成为一个更洁净的心腹啊。
Every time you study the Bible, the word will cleanse your heart to be a better Christian.
那弟兄姐妹，我们感谢主，他藉着他的道洗净我们了，成为圣洁了。
So thank God from his word cleanse us to be righteous.
这样子就可以献给他自己了。
Then we can commit ourselves to Jesus Christ.
成为他的妻子了。
To be his wife.
那你说我们还没有结婚怎么成为妻子呢？我们还没有见到耶稣啊。
We haven't seen Christ. How can we be his wife?
弟兄姐妹，原来在犹太人的婚姻里面呢，从古的时候都是这样子啊，他们还没有结婚以前呢，是新郎的爸爸跟新娘的爸爸，大家来先一个讨论啊，大家来 negotiate 啊，来到彼此呢交谈的。
According to Jewish custom, before the wedding, the parents of both sides will discuss and negotiate.
那个是在他们结婚之前，至少一年之前。先交通好了。
That at least negotiation occurred before 1 year before the wedding.
然后这个新郎就愿意的爸爸啊，愿意给新娘的爸爸跟他的新娘呢一些特别的礼物。
So then the gift from fathers of bridegroom to the bride
是非常有价值的东西，是给这个新娘的家庭。
So the gifts are very valuable.
就等于耶稣基督是神的儿子，他为天父献上自己，把自己成为一个代价，能够才拿到我们成为他的心腹。
So Jesus is just like God's only son and gave up himself for us so that we can be his wife.
那这是神让他的儿子成为我们的代价，成为新，变成新娘的代价。
So God gave his only begotten son for us so that we can be his wife.
然后我们今天就可以准备成为耶稣的新妇了，新娘了。
That's how can we prepare ourselves to be Jesus Christ's wife.
那当这个新娘的爸爸新妇大家谈好之后了啊，也给了一些这个代价了啊，当 payment 了啊啊，然后呢他们就准备这个婚礼了，新郎的家也准备婚礼了。
So after exchange the gifts, then they start preparing the wedding.
那新郎就跟爸爸准备好他们这个很好的一个家庭，让将来成为新郎新妇的婚姻的一个地方。
So the bridegroom will prepare a banquet place.
那到了时间的时候，某天大概什么时候呢？过了一年了，就来迎娶这个新娘了。
When time comes, the bridegroom will come and pick up the bride.
但是新娘不会知道是什么时候她才到，只是大约什么时候。
But the bride does not know the exact time of the bridegroom's arrival.
所以新娘要好好的准备。
But she has to be prepared.
因为忽然之间他们就会叫，哎，新郎到了，他们
来
娶新娘了。
Otherwise, all of a sudden, they say the bridegroom is here and the bride was not ready.
然后新郎就带这个新妇到他们婚宴的地方。
So the bridegroom will take the bride to the wedding banquet.
那今天我们信徒都是需要准备做耶稣基督的新娘。
So as Christian, we should be prepared to be Jesus' wife and bride.
当然还没有面对面见到新郎啊，对不对？
So before facing the bridegroom,
还没看见耶稣，是不是？
We haven't seen Jesus in person.
见到他的时候，就是婚礼的时候了。
When we see Jesus, that's the time of the wedding banquet.
但是犹太人的规矩 虽然你还没有见到新郎，但是因为你已经订婚了，那这个订婚很重要啊，在犹太人的规矩，订了婚就表示是妻子了。
Even though you haven't seen the bridegroom, but after the engagement, you're considered to be the wife.
所以在以弗所书说，我们也教会是耶稣的妻子，就是说已经订了婚了。订了婚是比现在美国的订婚重要的多了。
So that's why church is the wife of Jesus Christ. That's more important as the current engagement.
在西方的习惯，你订了婚，随时不去结婚没有问题的啊，改变主意没有问题的。
So in Western custom engagement can be broken without consequence.
但在犹太人那个时代的规矩绝对不可能啊，你订了婚就是妻子了。
But according to Jewish custom, engagement is equivalent to a wedding.
要等候结婚了，是不是？
So just wait until the wedding itself.
你看，所有信徒就如同金姐的童女准备结婚了。
The believer are like a virgin.
我们大家一起来念哥林多十章第二节，好不好？
我为你们起的愤恨，
原
是
神
那
样
的
愤
恨。
因为
我曾把
你
们
许配
一
个
丈
夫，
要
把
你们
如
同
贞
洁
的童
女献给
基
督。
English?
I am jealous for you
with a
godly
jealousy.
I promise
you
to one
husband,
to Christ,
so that
I may
present
you as
a pure
virgin
to him. 那凡是准备结婚的新娘要像一个贞洁的童女啊，对不对？
So the bride should prepare herself as a virgin.
那今天教会也同样的跟保罗的吩咐了，要准备这个婚姻的像一个贞洁的童女啊。
Same principle apply to church for preparation.
那是什么意思呢？
So how do you mean prepare as a virgin?
第一，你是等后结婚。
First, you're waiting to be a bride.
你都不想去参加这个婚姻的，那就对不起，你不是这个教会的一份子啊。
If you're not ready to be a bride, then you don't belong to a church.
你要等候要见耶稣的时候，等候这个婚礼的时候，你就是贞洁的童女了。
So we're waiting.To see Jesus, so we are pure virgin.
对，我们许多罪恶，我们得罪神。
So we sin a lot, offend.
良心受责备。
So we don't feel right.
但是来到主面前，耶稣基督的宝血可以洁净您跟我啊。
But come before God, because Jesus' blood washes us clean.
那我们就好好的准备等候见耶稣了。
So we can be prepared and waiting to see Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，新娘的目标，最大的目标，她的生命就是等候结婚的日子，对不对？
So ultimate goal for a bride in life is waiting for the wedding.
同时这个新娘又清洁啊。
So it's a pure virgin.
她不能订了婚之后还去跟那个另外男朋友要谈啊，另外一个 男子有交通啊，不行啊，对不对？
So a bride-to-be cannot be promiscuous.
那这个新娘在等候的时候，她要对她的将来的丈夫有忠心啊，对不对？
So while waiting, the bride should be loyal to her husband to be.
所以教会需要对主耶稣忠心。
So as a church, we need to be loyal to Christ.
特别教会需要圣洁。
So we need to be sanctified.
我们教会跟所有的教会都不应该随便让人参加教会。
So our church should be sanctified, not for everybody.
我给好多钱给教会啊。
So some donate money.
我常常来教会啊。
So I showed up at church.
我帮教会做了好多东西啊。
So I even served in church.
我前几天还来帮助教会大清洁啊。
So I even participate in a cleaning for the church.
那我就是教会一份子啊。
So am I a member to the church?
No.
No.
不是。
Why?
因为你没有对耶稣忠心。
Because we may not be loyal to Christ.
你没有清楚要准备参加教会。
You have to be clear, prepared.
对，你是我们的朋友，我们非常欢迎你。
We welcome you as friend, of course.
很好，感谢主，你能够来。
Visit our church.
但是你可以不可以在教会里面投票举手呢？
But do you have a right to vote for church affair?
不行。
No.
因为你不是教会一份子。
Only member can vote.
教会一定是信耶稣，清楚是基督徒的人。
You have to be clear as a Christian, true Christian.
让罪悔改的人。
Repent your sin.
如果一个人来教会帮很多东西，但是从来没有做见证，从来没有说我是真的信耶稣，也不肯承认耶稣是他的救主的，他不能是教会一份子，参加教会做决定，这样子是不行的。
Even attend church regularly, but you never openly admit and repent and accept Jesus as your Savior, you are not a member.
因为教会是精洁的童女。
Because we're a pure virgin for Jesus.
也等候结婚。
So waiting for a wedding.
哦，你说婚姻是什么时候呢？
So when is wedding?
启示录讲得很清楚啊。
According to Revelation, it's very clear.
圣经讲，我有看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神哪里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
那个圣城是什么东西呢？
So what is the holy city?
新耶路撒冷是什么东西呢？
And what about new Jerusalem?
就是教会。
So it's church.
啊，你看下去你就知道了。
So read further.
啊，你看是教会如同新新娘在也预备她的婚礼。
The church is preparing for the wedding feast as a bride.
等候的时候就好好的准备各样要参加这个婚礼的各样的东西了。
So while waiting, we need to be prepared.
你知道新娘要参加婚礼最重要的是她的衣服啊，是不是？
So you know the wedding gown is the highlight of the banquet.
对对，所以花好多时间去准备的。
So it's very time consuming to pick out the right gown.
今天我们的装饰衣服是什么呢？
So what's our wedding gown?
这是耶稣基督的公义的袍子。
So it's a righteous gown from Jesus.
耶稣他给我们公义的袍子是白白的，是给我们的。
So he gave us for free.
我们请耶稣把他的宝血遮盖我们，我们就有好好的漂亮的袍子了。
So his precious blood covered us white as snow.
但是还有哦，我们也要在生活上做公益的工作。
But we need to live a righteous life also.
我们有公益的身份。
So we have a righteous position.
圣经也要求我们有好的一个工作。公益的工作来使我们做漂亮的一个新娘。
So we need to be a righteous act for God's holy people.
啊，你看这个圣经这里讲，我们要欢喜快乐，把荣耀归给他，因为羔羊的婚礼到了，他的新娘也自己预备好了，并有光洁的细麻衣是给他穿上。这细麻衣就是圣徒的衣裳，对不对？啊。就是说你是基督徒了，对啊，洁净了非神，还是要有一些圣徒的衣裳。那天使对我说，你要写下来，被邀请赴羊羔婚宴的有福了。他又对我说，这都是神真实的话，就是永不改变实在的，这个事情会发生的意思了。
So it's all true according to Revelation chapter 19Verses 7 to 9. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous act of God's holy people. Then the angel said to me, Write this, Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper for the Lamb. As he added, There are true words of God.
Ah. 我们感谢主，圣经也继续说， 我要看见圣城先新耶路撒冷、从天上降下来，预备好了，好像打扮整齐等候丈夫的新娘，那个就是教会了。第Revelation 21.
So I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down on the heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. So that means the church.
那我们看见一个天使来说，你来，我要把新娘，就是羔羊的妻子指示您。那个英文是这样子的，不是。
So there's an angel coming down, said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, these are the true words of God.
Okay, yeah. 那我们就可以看见、天使指示我们，你看第十节、我要、天使让我看见一个高大的山，它从天上由神哪里降下来的圣城。给我们看见、指示我们了。
So verses 10, and he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
那你说这个新的耶路撒冷是什么东西呢？
So what is the new Jerusalem?
这个就是教会了。
This is the church.
这个是一个代表了。
So representing the church, the new Jerusalem.
教会就是将来的圣城。为什么你说要从天上降下来呢？
Why is it coming down from heaven?
很简单。
Very simple.
因为所有基督徒当耶稣来之前呢，我们都被提上天的。
So we talk about the rapture for Christians before the second coming of Jesus Christ.
基督徒都被提上天了。
So we're raptured to this to the heaven.
我成为圣城了。
So into the holy city.
一起降下来这个地
上。Then we coming down together.
哇，这个是很漂亮的一个境界了。
So it's a very beautiful picture.
那各位，你再看下去，原来圣经旧约老早已经告诉我们这个事情啊。
So it was told long time ago as a prophecy fulfilled.
以赛亚书第六十二章。已经告诉老早已经告诉我们了这个情形了。他说：“我因锡安必不静默，为耶路撒冷必不牺牲，直到他的公义如光辉发出，他的救恩如明灯发亮。列国必见你的公义，列王必见你的荣耀。你必得新民的称呼，是耶和华亲口所喜的起的。你在耶和华手中必造。”做王为华冠，在你神的掌上必作为冕楼。你不再称为撇弃，你的地上也不再荒凉，就是说耶路撒冷不会再荒凉了啊！同时，你称为我所喜悦的，你的地必称为有夫之妇，因为耶和华喜悦你，你的名也必归他。少年人。怎样娶处女，你的众民也照样娶你。新娘怎样喜悦新妇，你的神也照样喜悦你。好。
So, for Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not keep quiet, until her righteousness go forth like brightness, and her salvation like a torch that is burning.The nations will see your righteousness and all things your glory, and you will be called a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will designate. You will also be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. It will no longer be said to you, forsaken, nor to your land, and it will any longer be said, desolate. But you will be called.My delight is in her, and your land married, for the Lord delights in you, and to him your land will be married. For as a young man married a virgin, so your sons will marry you. As for the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so your God will rejoice over you.
那你说这个是对以色列人讲的？
You can say it's only matter to Israelite.
但是这个是对所有因信成为亚伯拉罕的子孙的人说的。
But it's applicable to all the Abraham's descendants by faith.
因为我们都成为他的心腹了。
We all become the new bride.
无论你是犹太人、以色列人、希腊人、美国人、中国人、台湾人，任何的人都信主的几成成为圣城，这个圣城就是耶稣基督的心腹了。
Regardless of your nationality, as long as you believe in Jesus, you become the new bride.
那弟兄姐妹，因此你必须成为教会的一份子。
So you should be a member of the church.
你看希伯来书第十二章第二十二到二十四节呢，就讲得很清楚了。
So it's very clear in Hebrew chapter 12 verses 22 and 24. Let's read together.
希望你看得到啊的字啊，大家请念希伯来书。
你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的诚意。
就是天上的耶路撒冷，哪里有千万的天使，有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂，并新约的中保耶稣
以及所洒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
那这章书告诉我们，我们来到这个锡安山，来到这个天上的耶路撒冷是什么地方呢？这个就是所有被成全义人的灵魂的地方，就是这个就是教会了啊，这个是一个 assembly， 这个就是所有聚起来的所有的信耶稣的人。
But you have come to the Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
那当然这个是一个代表。
So this is only a representation.
所有的基督徒聚起来就成为锡安山，成为神天上的耶路撒冷。
So all Christians will together becoming the Mount Zion.
那天使都看见我们。
Even angels see us.
在这个伟大的婚宴里面了。
In a great wedding banquet.
那所以今天你能够不能够参加这个婚宴，就在乎你是不是教会的一份子了。
Whether you can participate the wedding banquet depending on whether you are a member of the church.
怎么样是教会的一份子？
How can you become a member of the church?
你愿意告诉人你是基督徒。
You're willing to tell us you're a Christian.
你愿意为主耶稣做见证。
You're willing to be witness to Jesus Christ.
你愿意承认罪而让耶稣洗净你。
So you're willing to let Jesus' blood wash you clean.
你愿意对主耶稣忠心。
So you're willing to be loyal to Christ.
让耶稣做你的救主。
Let Jesus be your savior.
那你就教会的一份子了。
Then you will become a member of the church.
不单只你是教会一份子。
Not only the member.
你也应该叫其他人来参加这个盛宴。
And you should invite others to join the wedding banquet.
请大家一同来念这最后这节了啊。
So the last verses here.
请圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的可以白白取生命的水喝。啊，感谢主。
Praise the Lord. In English, the spirit of the bride say, "Come."
Come.
And let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life.
Come. 那就是说我们就是像心腹了。
So we are just like the bride and work with the Holy Spirit. Invite others to be our church member. It's a free gift of the water of life. So work with the Holy Spirit. So you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem. Not only in church. All brothers and sisters should be God's witness. We don't want to offend others. But we need to be well prepared. Work with the Holy Spirit. Invite others to our church. Witness to them, bring them to Jesus. It's not easy. Especially among our families. But don't be afraid. When Holy Spirit touched them, they will be willing.
好像我去到我的家乡，去征程妈妈的家乡，做见证的时候，神就感动那些人要来听了。
So I visit my mom's hometown, then Holy Spirit touched them, many came.
那次我得到在征程唯一的这个教会来讲道的时候，那个村里面的村长都来听到了。
So when I preach, even the official of the village came to listen.
我讲到非常的短那一天。
So it was a short sermon.
只是告诉他们为信耶稣的好处。
Just telling them why and the benefits and my own witness.
那我就问了第一次，在中国我来讲到，我说你们愿意信耶稣的，好多人就举手了。
So when I called and many people raised their hands.
那最重要的这个村的村长，他举手很久很久要信耶稣。
Even the official of the village raised his hand.
后来他也亲自问我，你看见我的手没有？
So he even came in person and asked me.
弟兄姐妹，这个是圣灵的工作。
So we work with the Holy Spirit.
那你会感觉到圣灵与你同工的。
So you will feel you work with the Holy Spirit.
神会带领那个人跟你来信耶稣，或者来教会。
So God will lead that person with you to come to church.
你准备好让圣灵感动帮助你。
Prepare yourself for the Holy Spirit to work with you.
同时告诉那些朋友说，信耶稣是白白的，免费的。
Because it's a free gift of the water of life.
你信耶稣不需要付钱的。
So it's a free gift.
你完全不需要做什么的。
It's not by work.
因为耶稣基督白白的献上自己， 他也白白的把救恩给你了。
So Christ freely gave his life and freely gave his grace.
你只要心里相信，口里承认，就得救了。
If you believe in your heart and accept Jesus with your mouth, you will be saved.
弟兄姐妹，今天你愿意这样来传福音吗？
Are you willing to spread the gospel?
愿意请人来参加这个婚礼吗？
Willing to invite others to the wedding banquet?
你说婚礼是什么时候举行？
When is the wedding?
很快就来了,
very soon.
根据圣经讲得很快了。According
to Bible, very soon.
上个礼拜我也跟弟兄姐妹分享过, 看见世界的景况, 战争的那种的预言, 可以看得见, 耶稣来的日子很快了。
So there are chaos in this world.
在你想不到的日子,
So on the day you
在你好像在准备做什么东西的时候，
When you're least expected，
准备要去哪里念书，
Even though you're preparing your daily activity to work，
准备生命有什么大的事情发生的时候，
Prepare for the major events in life，
突然之间耶稣就会降临了。
All of a sudden Jesus came，
那个时候圣经答应在帖撒罗尼迦前， 所有基督徒都被提了。
So all the Christians will be raised，
然后 会审判我们啊。
And then Jesus will be the judge at the great white throne.
我们也要同时准备这个参加这个好好的这个婚礼了。
We need to be prepared for the great wedding banquet.
如果您没有这样准备好的
，If you are not ready，
很可能你被留在世界上。
You may be left behind.
那个时候，圣经讲有七年的大灾难。
Because there will be 7 years disaster on earth.
我不希望你受这个七年大灾难。
I don't want any of you here suffer the 7 years.
我希望你会也一起被提。
I hope you'll be lifted up.
今天就愿意参加这个婚礼。
So today, willing to join the wedding banquet.
好好的准备我们自己。
Prepare ourselves.
接受耶稣做我们生命的主宰。
Accept Jesus to be the savior of our life.
等候这个婚礼。
Waiting for the wedding.
穿上耶稣漂亮的公义的袍子。
Put on the righteous gown from Jesus.
请低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你为我们准备这伟大的婚宴。
Prepare a wedding banquet for us.
我们可以等候见耶稣。
We're waiting to see Jesus.
感谢主，虽然今天我没有看见他。
Thank God, even though we haven't seen him.
但是他已经在教会里显彰他的作为。
But he reveals himself in the church.
谢谢你也赐福我们的教会。
Thanks for your blessing to our church.
谢谢你常常听我们的祷告。
Listening to our prayer.
主啊，我们相信你必定为你的教会做更大的工作。
I know you're working for your church.
但是这个时候，好好的主帮助我们献上身心，做一个好的贞洁的童女一样准备。
So help us prepare ourselves to be a pure virgin as a bride.
奉耶稣名求。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请大家打开你的圣诗310首，求主垂怜。Would you turn to hymn number 310? Pass me not, O gentle Savior. And as we sing this morning, if you like to join our church, we invite you to come to the front. And then if you would like to be baptized, we invite you to come to the front also. And then, or you have other prayer, please come forward too. 请各位，如果你有参加教会的，或者要受浸的，有要需要祷告的，要信耶稣的，请你到前面来，请大家起立，一起来唱310首。
好，我们一起起立，310首，求主垂怜 ，Pass me now, O gentle Savior。
求救主格外垂怜，倾听我祷告。既有别人被主宣召，莫把我弃掉。救主，倾听我祷告。既有别人被主宣召。Strong mercy, fight us with relief, kneeling in deep country.